The training, organized by the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services in partnership with the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police, is designed to help chiefs and sheriffs foster leadership in their departments. More than 32 agencies from across the state are taking part in the program developed by the International Association of Chiefs of Police. Michael Wood, Deputy Commissioner of the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services, says the program is intended to assist police leadership of all levels of experience.
People will, you know, make supervisor in police organizations, depending on their big or small, and then the formalized training stops thereafter. So, you know, this could be for established chiefs. It could be for new chiefs. And, you know, it covers a broad spectrum of leadership techniques, you know, how to build and consensus in groups and followership and all kinds of different things, from goal setting and expectancy.
The leadership and police organization training is touted as using behavioral science in its method of addressing change and leading teams. Oneida County Sheriff Robert Machel said he's picked up a few things from the training.
I could give you a million different examples, but you know, the old style of I'm the boss and we're doing it this way and that's it, no questions asked, that's not the most effective way to lead. You know, we want our people to not only love their job, but we want our people to serve the community, you know, in the best fashion that they possibly can.
This week's agenda covers everything from recruiting and supervision to community outreach and impartial policing. Saratoga Springs Police Chief Greg Veach said another benefit is being able to meet with all the different department leaders.
You know, a lot of it comes from the instructors, but a lot of it also comes from the other chiefs in the room. They did an exercise and discovered that there were over 1,000 years of experience in the room. And, you know, that really helps a chief who may be dealing with a particular issue locally that has been dealt with somewhere else, but they have no experience with, and they can kind of learn from others.
While the main purpose of the training is to focus on people running the police agencies, Veach said what's learned ultimately will affect all levels of a department.
But at the end of the day, we're all looking to improve our agencies, and that means improving leadership up and down the organization, from ourselves, who are the executives and the command staff, all the way down to our first line sergeants, and oftentimes right to the officers themselves.
Deputy Commissioner Wood said the training is provided to law enforcement agencies at no cost to them.
If you have to send someone for 3 weeks to Indianapolis on three different trips, it is cost prohibitive in addition to tuition. So the state's investment in this from a financial standpoint is also huge.
Follow-up training will also be offered in the spring at no charge. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.